Welcome, everyone, to Moraine Park Technical College's Talent Talk podcast. I'm Kelly Karpinski, a business representative in the Economic and Workforce Development Division of MPTC. Today, my guest is Anne Franz, Executive Director of the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. Anne is here today to talk about the Alliance and the results of its 2022 Manufacturing Vitality Index. Welcome, Anne, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kelly. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
Great. Well, first, for our listeners who may not know, tell us about the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. Can you give us a quick history of the organization? Why was it formed?
Sure. Well, I helped start the organization over 15 years ago. It's really amazing. We started with one company, just really frustrated that they couldn't find the talent that they needed. And they said, is there anyone trying to change the image of manufacturing? So we brought some people together, and in June of 2006, we had 12 companies that formed the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. Now we have over 300 members, over 200 being manufacturers, over the 18 counties of Northeast Wisconsin. In fact, our membership employs over half of the manufacturing workforce in the region. And we're all about workforce. So our vision statement is that every Northeast Wisconsin manufacturer will find the talent it needs. So it's a full-time job.
I guess so. And I was just thinking 15 years of talking about needing the right talent. Mm-hmm. So boy, has that become real.
Yes. You know, when you look at the latest unemployment data, all-time record for the lowest ever for the state of Wisconsin, 2.8%. It's a huge challenge.
Right. I don't know that I ever thought we would be there. So it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the services. So it's all about talent. So what kinds of services do you provide for your members and really Northeast Wisconsin as a whole?
Sure. Well, again, it's all talent. So we do have a job board where we post, plus our social media. But we do a lot of other things in terms of trying to promote manufacturing as a career choice. Starting as early as K-12, we developed a program called Get Real Math and Get Real Science videos that showcase how math and science is used in the real world. So did you like math and science when you were a kid? Me either. So I'm in math and science purgatory now. So what we do is we had a math teacher say, you know, I'm so tired of kids raising their hand in my class saying, when am I ever going to use this in the real world? And is there anything you can do to show relevancy in what we're teaching? And we as an organization was like, how do we get kids who never darken a door of a tech ed department to see manufacturing and what all the cool jobs are? So we created Get Real Math videos that doesn't teach the student how to like add and subtract fractions. But once the teacher shows them that skill, the capstone is them solving a real-world problem. And so one great example, especially during the pandemic, was what does toilet paper have to do with math? And there's a lot that it has to do with. So it's filmed at Georgia Pacific. You see a huge parent roll come off a paper machine. It's 7.5 tons. We give the dimensions, and then we ask the student, how many rolls of toilet paper does that machine make every day? Do you have any guess?
I can't even imagine.
1.2 million rolls of toilet paper. So that's amazing. And again, it gets the kids into the company to see what it looks like. So that's one thing we do. Now there's over 60 videos, and they're actually used all over the country. And we have a map or science teacher write the lesson plans too. We look at college students too. That's a great talent pool. So one of the things we do, and then we partner with Moraine Park on, is Internship Draft Day. It's a big, huge internship fair with a twist at Lambeau Field, where we bus in students from all over Wisconsin and the upper Michigan. The students get to interview for specific internships. They get points for how well they interview. And at the end of the evening, Mark Murphy announces the number one draft picks, and we give away college scholarships. We also do a lot in terms of trying to promote our member companies' jobs. This past year, we sponsored the Timber Rattler foot baseball games, as well as the Green Bay Gambler hockey games, too, where everyone walking out gets a flyer that gives that information about their jobs. So lots of different things we do. Plus, we also look at the talent within our member companies, incumbent worker training. So we received a grant from Microsoft, and they said, you know what, Ann, we like what you're doing. If we gave you some money, what would you do with it? I love those calls. And so I said, you know, I've heard a lot about Industry 4.0, but when I talk to companies, they really don't know what I'm talking about. So I'd like to study that. So we did a study in 2019 with St. Norbert College, and we also replicated that study in 2021 as well. And we found that data analytics skills was a really key skill set that all areas of a manufacturing company needs. So over the last year, we've partnered with LinkedIn Learning and have offered over 200 people training on data analytics. So those are some of the things that we've done over the course of the last 15 years.
Wow, that's huge. That is really huge. Thank you. Among the many things the Alliance does is conduct research on the state of manufacturing in Northeast Wisconsin. That includes the Manufacturing Vitality Index. When did you start this annual index? And at a high level, what information do you gain from the survey?
We started this 12 years ago because we wanted to really be the go-to place when people had questions about manufacturing. And we didn't want just a few people in the room, you know, what do you think? We really wanted to see a cross-representation, not just our members, but all manufacturers in Northeast Wisconsin. So we partnered with UW Oshkosh, and they've been a great partner over the years in conducting this study each year. Some of the topics cover from how are you doing financially to plant modernization, expansions. What were your sales like this year, and what are your expectations for next year? And then are you hiring? Guess what? A lot said yes. As well as if you are hiring, are you having a hard time finding talent? And what type of talent is most difficult to find?
Okay, great. So I know the index is divided into five categories. Those are financial health, business growth, plant expansion and modernization, workforce recruitment, and the skill shortage. Let's dig into those one at a time. So how is the financial health of our manufacturers, according to the latest survey?
Very good. 98% said that they were either somewhat or very financially healthy. So we're in good spot. And I should also share with you that we had 147 companies take the 2020 Vitality Study Index. And those companies have $3 million or more in revenue, plus 25 or more employees, which is a cross-representation of this region, about 600 companies, where 147 of them took the study.
Wonderful. So what about business growth? Is the ongoing pandemic having any influence on that?
Well, thankfully, we found a really big uptick where 69% said that their sales were increased from 2021 compared to 2020. And even more exciting is that 75% expected increased sales in 2022.
Okay, well, that is great news. Plant expansions and modernization, what do we anticipate happening in the next year or so?
Companies are really investing. One third of companies said that they plan on doing some type of expansion. Wow. But even more amazing is that 70% said they were going to be investing in plant modernization. That's the highest we've ever seen in the 12 years of doing this study.
So when you are thinking modernization, is that automation? Are they looking to be more efficient due to this workforce shortage?
Definitely in regards to that Industry 4.0, the study we did in 2021, we found significant increase in automation, robotics, everything, even cobots. There is a lot of opportunity, and I think companies realize that it's hard to find talent, and one strategy is automation and robotics.
I agree. So that workforce recruitment that looms over all of us, it's a really hot topic. What are our manufacturers saying about hiring in 2022?
Well, I'll give you good news and bad news.
Okay.
The good news is over 50% plan on hiring in quarter one of 2022. I'll give you more good news. Wow. In the fourth quarter, 65% plan on hiring.
Okay.
That's great.
Yes.
Now the bad news. So unfortunately, 91% of the respondents said they couldn't find the workforce they needed. Mm-hmm. And that was an all-time high of the 12 years of the study. So lots of great jobs, lots of opportunity, but they can't find the people they need.
Yeah, I know. It's really incredible this time that we're in. So that leads us, I guess, to training. The skill shortage is certainly something everybody is talking about, and we know that 91% say they can't find the right people. So what more can you tell us about the needs in Northeast Wisconsin in regards to training?
Right. Well, one of the things we wanted to know, what are those occupations that are the hardest to fill? And machinists are huge. And I know Marine Park does an amazing job with your training in CNC mm-hmm. to your degree programs to even your boot camps. So those are hot, hot, hot.
Yes, and, they are.
But there's a lot of entry level. Mm-hmm. That's what's nice about manufacturing is you can get a job right out of high school mm-hmm. without any training. But long term, technical colleges like Marine Park are an amazing opportunity for people to really get involved in. Mm-hmm. We found also welding, mm-hmm. another hard to fill job, as well as engineering to skilled trades. And again, you are working for the right place.
Yes, our instructors are very busy.
Exactly.
All right. So this has certainly been a lot of great information. So how do you take this information now and use it throughout the year?
Mm-hmm. We really want schools to understand what are those hard to fill, good job paying jobs that are available, and helping their students, especially with academic and career planning. A lot of people may not know what ACP means. What it is really the schools are from sixth grade to 12th grade, really being more intentional in helping kids with their career planning. And so helping kids see what are the jobs here so they stay here. Because we always talk about brain drain and mm-hmm. kids leaving our area. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're getting going to college for careers that are not here, they won't come back. So it's really important that we instruct the schools in regards to what are those future careers. Mm-hmm. We also know that it's just important to partner with the colleges too and help them understand what are those kind of jobs that we're going to be hiring for. Mm-hmm. And that's why we also did the Industry 4.0 study to really lead what are those future careers. So those are some of the things that we're doing.
Fantastic. So if our listeners are interested in learning more about the index, how can they do that?
Right on our website, we have the Vitality Study linked right on the homepage so they can look at it there, or they can also contact me.
Okay.
You know, I think this study over the 12 years, we really can make some comparisons and seeing how things have changed. And what's really changed is there's not enough people. And in part because there's not enough people, there's even more investment in plant modernization. Mm-hmm. We also found that, you know, the good news is a lot of companies are seeing sales growth, but we also found in the study 96% reported that they had supply chain constraints. So they probably could have been 85 or 95% sales increase, but if you can't get the things you need to make the product, that's going to be an issue too.
Right, absolutely. And can you remind us what your website URL is?
Sure, it's newmfgalliance.org. Or you can just Google New Manufacturing Alliance.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, that's easy as well. Well, Anne, we in Economic and Workforce Development find the survey results to be very helpful as we write grants and plan for training with our business clients. So thank you so much. And also thank you for taking time today to talk about this very important piece of research in Northeast Wisconsin.
Thanks, Kelly.
Listeners, you can be among the first to know about future Talent Talk podcasts and much more by subscribing to our newsletter. To do that, visit moraineparkedu/newsletter. That's moraineparkedu/newsletter. And that concludes today's podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.